Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Generally, having a role in a movie is something that gets you the good things in life, but this doesn't always mean a film role is definitely a good thing. As for some cast members, it can actually lead to work loss later down the line, for a multitude of reasons, even if you actually did a really good job. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 6 movie roles that got people fired. 6. A teacher lost her job for an erotic drama 40 years earlier. The Secret Diary of a Nymphomaniac. We'll begin with what might be the most blatantly ridiculous and unfair of all the firings on this list. Back in 2014, 73-year-old drama teacher Jacqueline Laurent-Auger was fired from her post at an elite Montreal school after students discovered she'd starred in a number of erotic dramas in the 1970s. Most notably, she appeared nude in 1973's sexy thriller Sinner, The Secret Diary of a Nymphomaniac, and once word spread about her prior career, her bosses made the decision to fire her. She was incensed, naturally, that an acting role she had accepted 4 decades earlier, which again was an actual dramatic film, not porn, was impacting her current work prospects. She said, quote, "I did it as a young actress to make a little money. The idea of throwing someone out the door for something they did almost 50 years ago is idiotic. It makes me angry." Despite the public outrage, the college held firm that the revelation made her position at the institution untellable, because the knowledge of her films affected the, quote, atmosphere of her classrooms. Totally freaking ridiculous. 5. Hulk Hogan was fired from the WWF because wrestlers aren't supposed to be movie stars. Rocky 3. While certainly in a far more fortunate position than anyone else on this list to weather the cost of lost employment, Hulk Hogan nevertheless found himself handed a pink slip while working for the World Wrestling Federation in the early 1980s. Hogan was offered the role of Thunderlips in Rocky III, a wrestling champion who fights Rocky in an exhibition match early in the film. When Hulk informed his boss that he'd been offered the part, he was told he would be immediately fired if he accepted, as they felt that wrestlers should stay wrestlers and not branch off into other media forms. How short-sighted they were, cough The Rock. Hogan ended up taking the part regardless, and was consequently pawned off to another wrestling territory, the AWA. He wouldn't be rehired for several years, until the mindset in the industry had changed. In a recent interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hogan said of his firing, quote, "The mindset back then wasn't like it is now. Back then, if you were a wrestler, you didn't do TV. You didn't go do a movie. If you were a wrestler, you were a wrestler. Vince Sr. fired me for doing the movie because you weren't supposed to do movies or TV shows back then." 4. An imam was fired from a mosque for filming a marriage scene. Hader. 2014's Indian crime drama film Hader is a contemporary adaptation of Shakespeare's Hamlet, and while a massive critical and commercial success, it proved controversial due to its depiction of human rights abuses at the hand of the Indian armed forces. Furthermore, an imam who appeared in the film, Ghulam Hassan Shah, was consequently fired from his job as the prayer leader at a mosque, a position he had held for 8 years. Shah's small role in the film saw him performing a Muslim marriage ceremony. Presumably, Shah's bosses didn't care much for him showing his face in such a politically incendiary piece of work. According to Shah, the firing severely affected his standing in the local community, leaving very few willing to still take prayers with him. Shah claimed that he was told the footage was being shot for an educational film, and went on to take legal action against the director, demanding both an apology and compensation to recoup his lost earnings. 3. Radio host Suk Yin Lee was fired for unsimulated sex scenes until Hollywood stepped in. Shortbus. Suk Yin Lee was a presenter on Canadian radio station CBC in 2003, when she was offered the lead role in Joel Cameron Mitchell's erotic dramedy Shortbus. Lee accepted the part, but when the film's sexually explicit nature was made public, requiring Lee to perform unsimulated sex acts on screen, her employers at CBC gave her marching orders. Lee's boss, Jane Chalmers, hastily informed her she was fired if she agreed to move forward with the part. This resulted in several of Lee and Mitchell's high-profile acquaintances, such as Yoko Ono, Gus Van Sant, Francis Ford Coppola, and David Cronenberg, writing to CBC to protest her dismissal. As a result of the public pressure, a few weeks later Chalmers backed down and agreed to reinstate Lee, while Lee went on to appear in the film without any further threats to her job. Despite all this fuss, Lee continued to work periodically with CBC for roughly 15 years after the incident, giving this story a happy ending. 2. Newscaster Elena Pinto was fired for violating her contract. Hubie Halloween. Elena Pinto is the most recent addition to the ranks of those fired for taking roles in movies, losing her job as a newscaster at Boston's WHDH 7 News for making a cameo appearance in the recent Adam Sandler Netflix comedy Hubie Halloween. In the film, Pinto plays a reporter who, to celebrate Halloween, is dressed up as Harley Quinn. Unfortunately, within days of the film's release, Pinto reported that she had been fired from her job for unknowingly violating a contractual agreement which prevented her from taking outside jobs without the station's permission. Pinto's Twitter post about the situation was extremely graceful, considering the frankly ridiculous nature of her dismissal and the absolutely harmless nature of her cameo role. Though a passionate social media campaign was mounted to get her job back, it sadly came to nothing. And number 1. A school basketball coach was fired for appearing in a suggestive short film, Forbidden Fruit. In 2013, a Connecticut school basketball coach named Mike Hivisto was encouraged to resign from his post after a short film he appeared in a decade before, Forbidden Fruit, resurfaced online. The short, filmed by Jack Black's former assistant Stephen Morimarco, depicted Hivisto in a number of suggestive situations, and as a result, the school decided to cut ties with him. The short was anonymously emailed to the school's principal, Lisa R. Wolak, who convened a committee to decide Hivisto's fate. The school's official rationale was, "This film is vulgar, contains offensive sexual language, and depicts sexual acts among multiple partners in which Mr. Hivisto is a participant." It was an undeniably raw deal for Hivisto, for a short film that didn't actually feature any nudity or do anything wrong, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with nudity anyway, and also, it was made 10 freaking years earlier. Hivisto promptly hired a lawyer to help clear his name. But honestly, it didn't need clearing at all. It sounds like you were better off without this job, Mike.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.